Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Cementir Holding first quarter 2020 results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Marco Maria Bianconi, Head of M&A and Investor Relations. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, and welcome everybody to Cementir Holding first quarter 2020 results. My name is Marco Bianconi. I will take you through the presentation that you should have received, and I am connected also with the Chairman and Chief Executive, Francesco Caltagirone, who will be happy to take your question after the short presentation.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. If you take the document on page two, you can see the highlights. Revenue for the period reached 266.9 million euro, up 0.9%, mainly due to good performance in Turkey, Denmark, and Egypt, with a 50% increase in volumes in Turkey and overall cement volumes up 11.9%. EBITDA reached 32.2 million, down marginally from last year. It would have been higher, except for a 2.5 million impact from previous transaction finance settlement. There was a high contribution from Denmark, U.S., Turkey, and Egypt. EBIT margin was down marginally from 12.7% to 12.1%. There was a first impact of a volume slowdown due to COVID-19, mainly confined to China, Malaysia, Belgium, and France. Loss before taxes was 5 million euro compared to a 0.3 million euro loss in the first quarter of 2019. This was after 9.9 million euro of financial charges, of which 4.7 million were due to foreign exchange impact. Net financial position reached 322.3 million, an increase of 82 million roughly from December, but down about 94 million compared to March 31st, 2019. Moving to the following slide, we can go through each region, starting with the most important, Nordic and Baltic, accounting for 51% of last year group EBITDA, where in Denmark, domestic cement volumes were up due to increased market activity and favorable weather conditions. Also, domestic prices were moderately up in line with inflation. White cement export was slightly down due to timing differences with the shipments to the U.S., and gray cement exports were in line with last year. Ready-mix volumes were up, and overall EBITDA was up 24% from last year, driven by the cement business. Norway, here volumes fell by around 10% due to lower construction activity, with March volumes down 30%. Prices were ahead of inflation, and there was also a depreciation of the Norwegian krone versus the euro in the period of about 7.5%. In Sweden, there was favorable weather and robust construction markets, with ready-mix sales volumes flat and prices down due to sales mix. Aggregate sales volumes were up 6%, with prices down due to product and project mix. Moving to page four, Belgium and France, which accounted for around 25% of last year group EBITDA. Here, gray cement and clinker volumes were down around 2%, with good trading until February and a 25% drop in March due to COVID-19. Prices were in line with inflation in both domestic and export markets. Ready-mix volumes were down 10% in Belgium and France, with the March volumes down in around 50% because there was a lockdown and closure of most plants in both countries. Prices were stable. Aggregate volumes were down 8%, with prices outpacing inflation due to product and customer and destination mix. Overall, EBITDA declined by 44.7% compared to last year. Moving to page five, North America accounting for around 9% of the last year group EBITDA. Here, white cement sales volumes declined slightly because of lower sales in Florida and some delays in relevant projects. Overall, our Lehigh White Cement subsidiary EBITDA was up sharply, thanks to higher average sales prices, variable cost savings, particularly in raw materials, and some efficiencies. Overall, in this region, EBITDA reached $4.8 million, up 32.9% from 2019. Moving to page six on Asia Pacific, which accounted for 9% of group EBITDA last year. Here in China, white cement and clinker volumes were down by around 35% during the period because the plant was closed between January the 23rd and February the 21st. From the third week of January, lockdown of many cities with central China the most affected. However, from March onwards, the market has reopened and is recovering, with southern and eastern China leading the trend. Sales price in local currency were ahead of inflation, also due to favorable mix, despite tough competition. Overall, EBITDA in China was down 15.8% compared to last year. In Malaysia, domestic cement volumes declined by around 15% due to activity restrictions from March the 17th to April the 14th. Average prices in local currency were up thanks to customer and product mix. Export volumes were down, increased by around 10%, with prices modestly up due to country mix. Overall, in Malaysia, EBITDA was down 28.6% from last year. Moving to Turkey on page seven, which last year accounted for minus 1% of group EBITDA. Here, there was a sharp increase in gray cement volumes, which were up 60%, and cement revenue was up in Turkish lira by 50%. Average cement prices were down in local currency with different trends at various plants due to severe price competition. Ready mix volumes were increased by 13% year-over-year, with positive trend in local currency prices. The Turkish lira devaluated around 10% versus the euro in the period. And there was an improvement of EBITDA mainly due to higher sales volumes and some cost savings. Moving to page 8 in Egypt, which accounted for 2% of group EBITDA in 2019. Here, white volumes were up around 10% thanks to higher export volumes, with domestic cement down 30% in March due to curfew to limit COVID-19. The Egyptian pound revalued by 13.5% versus the euro in the three-month period. This contributed to a 48.6% EBITDA increase from last year. Moving to the last geographical area, Italy, which accounted for 3% of group EBITDA last year. Here, revenue increase is attributable mainly to higher trading volumes. Here, EBITDA was down compared to last year to 3.6 million compared to a positive 1.1 million in Q1 of 2019, mainly due to a 2.5 million one-off impact, which we previously mentioned regarding the settlement of previous transactions. You also have then a consolidated income statement in the end, and I will then leave the floor to Mr. Caltagirone to take your questions. Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star then one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star then two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star one at this time. We will pause for a moment as callers join the queue. Our first question is from Emanuele Gallazzi with Equita. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. I have two questions. The first one is on Europe. I was wondering if you could give us an update on the trends you saw in April and in the first part of May, mainly in Belgium, France, and in Northern Europe. The second one is on cost control side. if you can share with us a little bit more details on what you are doing on cost control. I saw that you mentioned on the press release. So.
Okay, on Belgium, France, from April, the second half of April, we are starting to see a mild recovery, and also it's continuing in May. So far, the market, the French market access from Belgium is still closed, and as you know, we are selling nearly one third of our sales in France. But it seems that by, in the second half of May, starting from next week, we should be have the ability to sell and to sell again into France. In Nordic and Baltic, it's continuing. Let me say. In the same trend, and it seems that it's not very affected by this COVID-19. In terms of cost savings, for sure, we are, trying to postpone part of the non-strategic investment. So far, we have postponed close to 30 million euro, that is nearly 35-40% of our yearly expenditure, and this is the only, things that we are doing. And also, from the moment that, for example, in China, we are at 250 kilometers from Wuhan, and our factory has been closed for 3 weeks, and in 2 months we have recovered nearly 95% of our budget sales. So we think that if there are not other waves of this COVID-19, the market in the second half should start to recover at a normal pace. For sure, for some country, depending on the lockdown, because France is postponing the openings, and also, as you can see, also England. So we really don't know. Now we are in the middle of this crisis, and so we expect that this quarter, the second one, is the most impacted, and we should see a recovery in the third quarter and a normalization in the last quarter. This is our expectation. So let's say it's difficult to forecast. It's more a guess, because it's the first time, I think, that the modern world faced this kind of issue.
Thank you very much.
Our next question is from Bruno Permutti with Banca IMI. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening. A few questions. The first one is on the CapEx plan. If you, I'd like to understand exactly what you mean for non-strategic investments. In particular, if your 100 million investment plan over the next 4 years, green CapEx plan is confirmed, or if it is delayed in some way. A second point regards Turkey, if you can elaborate a little bit on the price scenario in the country, if you see a stabilization, also I would like to understand something on the COVID impact in the country. What kind of experience are you having there with COVID? And the last one was a clarification on Italy. You can give us more explanation on the reasons for the negative EBITDA margin and what did you expect for the remaining part of the year?
Okay. Now, the CapEx, I mean, for the 3 years plan, we are just postponing a couple of quarters the start of some investment just to be fully aware of the impact of this crisis in our balance sheet, especially on the free cash flow. For the time being, it's just a postponement. This doesn't mean that at the end we will not be able to reach, the 100 million in 3 years. So for the time being, it's just a cautious approach, just because we are in the middle of the crisis. For Turkey, we had a very good start in January and February. Then Turkey has been hit like most of the countries by this COVID and also by the devaluation that is starting again, because in the last 3 months the Turkish lira devaluated nearly 20% against euro and dollars. As you know, Turkey is, has a weak war chest to defend the lira. They spent nearly 15 billion of US dollars to defend the currency, and from 40 billion now they have 25 billion of reserves. So it seems that they have a very little margin to defend further the lira. The issue is that probably the government lowered the interest rates, the internal interest rates, too fast to recover. Now, Turkey in terms of COVID is experiencing what the other countries face. They are around 150,000 people infected. The death rate is much lower because, especially in Turkey, like most of the emerging market, the average age of the population is around 25 years. But for sure, it's impacted, and there is a lockdown. For example, in the office, our plants are open everywhere. We have the main office in Turkey and still in Belgium, but they are closed. We are just reopening the Rome headquarter, but our factories are working all around the world. And I don't expect, frankly speaking, much of recovery from Turkey. And especially, unfortunately, even if we might see a good recovery in terms of Turkish lira, if the lira continues to weaken, then in euro, unfortunately, translate. The result will be, very weaker than what we are expecting. In terms of Italy has been affected. You know, in Italy we just have the trading company. We don't have factories. Also, Italy, besides, the impact of this 2.5 million of legal settlement, has been hit in the first quarter. As you can imagine, of the sharp downturn of the energy prices. So we think that during the year it will recover, and it is just a mismatch of we have bought in the last part of last year and the price that we are experiencing in the market at the early stage of the year, and for especially coal and electricity. But I think it's a very small issue, but we think and we believe that Italy will have a positive result at the end of the year.
Thank you.
Once again, if you have a question, please press star then one on your telephone. Our next question is from Tobias Werner with MainFirst. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Three questions, if I may, from my side, please. Number one, can you give us your thinking around the share buyback? Obviously, it's good value. You have an offer here, but you have to put that in context of your free float. Number two, you kindly gave us sort of an update around a number of markets in April and May. But if I could follow that up in a little bit more, or with a little bit more color on Denmark and also the U.S. And then the last question, your white cement trading around the world from Denmark, Egypt and Malaysia, Malaysia to Australia, how is that doing at the moment?
So the share buyback, yes, we have called for an extraordinary meeting, general meeting that will be held in early in July. We are going, let me say, to put on the table 60 million euros for the next 18 months. So by it will last by the end of 2021. The rationale is that we believe that in the next month we should recover a path of normalization in our, let me say, scenario in terms of budget. And if this materializes, we should have, let me say, by the end of 2021, a net financial position that is close to zero. So we also believe that with this, the issue of COVID will impact more or less most of our competitors like us, and it will be difficult for the next 12 to 18 months to, let me say, have an M&A activity, because let me say, on which base you can, let me say, value the company, the various scenario, the various geography is very difficult. So we think that we might have the opportunity to buy ourselves, and today at the actual price with this fund 60 million, we might buy up to 7%. And it's just an option, and first for sure, so we will see probably during after summer what will happen in our, let me say, budget, and if there is a space, we will, let me say, start. Otherwise, we will wait for a better, let me say, period. But anyway, let's say, already now the company is very low levered, and let's say today the free float is 29%, and for sure it might be reduced for a bit, but let's say we have to see if we are going to spend. This is the maximum available in our balance sheet, so 60 million is a sort of threshold that we have, and we just called the extraordinary meeting with the maximum. Then this doesn't mean that we want to shoot for the maximum. Maximum. For the other market, I mean, as I said, April and May for Denmark and Scandinavian country has been, let me say, close to normal. We don't see, except a bit for Norway, different from our budget. USA is affected in terms of 10 to 15%, and so far, I say, it's difficult to forecast. So we believe that in April and May we still see this kind of, let me say, downturn in revenues. Then it depends, because you know they want to rush to reopen everything, but I don't know if they will rush or just, let me say, some, let me say, willingness, how much is the willingness to reopen. And sorry, the last question, I don't could you repeat,
yes,
please, the last?
Yes. Your white cement trading around the world from Denmark, Egypt and Malaysia, just if you could give us a similar flavor for April and May, whether there was any decline in seaborne white cement.
No, we have just so far a postponement of, let me say, one ship from Denmark to USA due to this, let me say, downturn that we have seen in USA in April and May. To Australia, let's say we have been forced to close the plant during the Malaysia, during the month of March. but the market is still receiving the product as normal, so we don't see any other, let me say, limitation in terms of export. And also, so far, except for the USA, we don't see, and the French market that is closed, so for the gray and also for the white partly, is reduced, but we think that in the second half of May, with the reopen of the border, we should, let me say, start to recover, even on the white cement.
And what are you seeing pricing-wise in white cement, if I may ask, please?
Let's say that there is no, let me say, any kind of, let's say, price war around. So we think that besides some, let me say, delay in the shipment due to the COVID-19, we don't see so far any price pressure.
Okay. Thank you very much.
For sure, I can add that the freight rate and also the energy cost, let's say, it seems to be a tailwind in the second half, because, let me say, the cost of both coal, electricity, and freight should be lower, let me say, but this is for everybody, not just for us, and so we might have some recover in the balance sheet from the lower cost in freight and the lower cost in coal and electricity.
Thank you very much. That's very helpful.
Mr. Casagirone, Mr. Bianconi, there are no more questions registered at this time. I'm turning the floor over to you for any closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for the interest in Cementir Holding. And I wish you a good day. And please feel free to give us a call for any further questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
Have a nice evening. Bye-bye.